Leaders of seven South Asian nations meet for their annual summit later this week in Nepal. This year, the meeting comes amid rumblings of war between India and Pakistan. India blames militant groups in Pakistan for the December 13th suicide attack on India's parliament, in which 14 people died. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is to travel to South Asia later this week to try to defuse the tensions between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports now from New Delhi.
The harsh rhetoric of the past 3 weeks, accompanied by the largest troop buildup in more than a decade, is now giving way to a more conciliatory tone after Pakistan, under pressure from the U.S. and others, took action against Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, the two groups India says were behind the attack on Parliament. In the past 3 days, Pakistan has detained the leaders of both groups, arrested several dozen of their followers, and closed the offices of both groups in the port city of Karachi. Najam Sethi is editor of the Pakistani weekly The Friday Times.
Now, how far this action goes and what will be the implications of this, I think this is about the best that Musharraf can do under the circumstances. Under no circumstances can any Pakistani leader be seen as, in a sense, bending at the knee before India, or indeed be perceived to be betraying the cause of Kashmir. So within those limits, I think Musharraf has gone the extra yard. It's now for India to keep the ball in flight and to start talking peace and confidence-building measures with Pakistan.
India's Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh isn't prepared to go that far, but has called Pakistan's actions a step in the right direction. And yesterday, in his annual New Year's message to the nation, India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee said India is willing to begin a dialogue with Pakistan if it sheds what he calls its anti-India mentality. Pakistan has been asking for talks to resolve the latest dispute. India has said no, but is not ruling out informal talks at the foreign minister level on the sidelines of the upcoming meeting in Nepal. Both India's Prime Minister Vajpayee and Pakistan's President Musharraf are scheduled to attend that meeting, but there are no plans as yet for them to talk, even though the U.S. and other countries have been urging them to do so. Uday Bhaskar, Deputy Director of New Delhi's Institute for Defense Studies, a government think tank, says he hopes the two men will meet.
If they do, I think that would be a positive sign. But if they don't, I still would not subscribe to the theory that we would automatically end up in a situation where the military relationship escalates. Because I think there is, one, a very, very deep awareness on both sides that any form of military hostility at this point is not desirable. And most importantly, we are in a situation today where you have American troops in the region. And I don't think that Washington would be particularly enthused by any such move.
And with good reason, says the Friday Times Najam Sethi. First, because of the nuclear threat, and also because of the severe disruption any military action would cause to the U.S.'s ongoing war against Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network, in which Pakistan is a key ally. Najam Sethi says India and Pakistan now have an opportunity not only to avoid a war, but to resume the dialogue that began, however briefly, with President Musharraf's visit to India last July.
We all expected the talks to yield something, but unfortunately they didn't. Musharraf wanted to discuss Kashmir as a central point. The Indians said restrain cross-border terrorism. I think to some extent the Indian demands have been met now. And so perhaps there will be a greater scope for talks. Perhaps if they can work out an agenda in Kathmandu, we can get the ball going again.
While politicians on both sides have scaled back their rhetoric, troops on both sides are preparing for war. And the threat of another suicide attack by militant groups not under Pakistan's control looms large. If such an attack does occur, hardliners in the BJP-led Indian government and public opinion might force India to act, moving the two countries even closer to a war that neither side says it wants. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.